Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have been talking about the fruits of the Spirit this year. We've talked about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and today we're going to talk about faithfulness. And I know this is one that over this past year and the pandemic that a lot of us have struggled with our faith. It's definitely made us dig down into those roots. For those of us who have been followers of Jesus for many seasons of life, and you found out how deep your roots were when, especially because of COVID back in the late spring, early summer, churches were not allowed to meet, and then even for a season in the late fall. And yet, like a lot of things, that's when our faith can also grow stronger. And so today I want to talk to you about I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. Before I get started on that, I want to thank I was able to speak at the Mission Church of Lexington's leadership team recently on a Sunday night. They have an outstanding leadership team there, some on staff, others that are servant leaders, volunteer team leaders there, and Donovan Stewart's the lead pastor there, and God just doing a great work at this church, and I really enjoyed just talking to them about how do you have hope, and just addressing also the topic of suicide, and we don't talk a lot about mental health in church, and it was just a really great experience for me, and I think their team really enjoyed it. Just want to let you know, if you're looking for somebody to come speak to your leadership team at your church or for an event or on a Sunday morning, reach out to me. I'd love to be able to help you out. So you go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and email me there, and would love to talk to you about helping your group have hope in 2021. But talking about the fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness this morning, I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, we've all said that, haven't we? Just kind of doubt our faith, and we just don't believe we'll ever see somebody change, or we won't be able to change with something that's a challenge in our life, could be a sin. And yet, I'm so thankful that the fruit of the Spirit, one of those that the Holy Spirit left us, that Jesus did, is faithfulness. And one of the things I want and desire of my heart with Hope Is Here is that we can help you be faithful and encourage your faith and help your roots get deeper. So when those storms of life come, you're not uprooted and taken down, because we know that there is an enemy that comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful that Jesus said in the next breath, "But I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full." Have it abundantly. That, in other words, he's going to help us when the enemy does attack us. And part of that is being faithful. Even when you don't feel God, don't see God, but he is there. I like this quote by Lauren Abraham. It says, "Faithfulness comes from a place of trust and loyalty." Faithfulness comes from a place of trust and loyalty. And in our culture today, in our world, you don't see a lot of people that you can trust, and especially loyalty. And I can remember my hero Wayne Smith doing a sermon on duty one time, D-U-T-Y, duty, and about our duty as followers of Jesus and being members of the church, and just really, really spoke to me. And I think maybe that could be another word for loyalty, okay? And as a follower of Jesus, I mean, there's a lot of things that discourage us from being loyal and faithful to the values of being a follower of Jesus. Yet I'm hoping through this talk today, you'll be encouraged to really take a look at, am I faithful? And, you know, I don't like to condemn anybody, or I'm not into the fire and brimstone, even though Jesus said he came full of truth and grace. And I try to balance those between the truth in love, but I'm also a big grace guy, because nobody's harder on Greg Horn than Greg Horn. And I know a lot of you are so much harder on yourself than God is. And yet, we always have to balance in our lives between what is the truth of the situation in my life, or a situation I'm dealing with somebody else, or does grace need to be extended? And part of being faithful is knowing that difference. I like what Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says. Now, faith is a confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And I know a lot of you have been praying for something for a long time, for that loved one to come out of addiction, or maybe it's an addiction you're struggling with, or you've been waiting for a financial blessing, or just dealing with a health challenge and not seeing any progress being made. And yet I want to encourage you today that we can always trust God, even when we don't understand God. And I'll talk to you today about some of the things that causes us not to be faithful. Now, this is not an exhaustive list by any stretch, but as I was thinking about this talk and the fruit of the Spirit, I pondered the question, what causes us to not be faithful? I want to ask you, what is it that causes you not to be faithful, to doubt your faith, or to practice your faith and to honor God with your actions and your words? Well, I've got five things that kind of came to my mind, and see if maybe these are part of the reasons maybe that you are not faithful at times in your life. The first one is we get tired of waiting, or we are impatient. Oh, I know I've got some people that are like bobbleheads right now, just their heads going up and down. That's me, Greg. I'm impatient. That number four on the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience. A struggle with patience. And to be honest with you, that's really hard. I mean, when we live in a microwave society, you can have food quickly, drive-thrus. Now you can even call ahead with mobile ordering. And with all due respect, I mean, McDonald's is quick and it's cheap. And, man, when those fries are hot, it's really good. But McDonald's food with a mobile order, picking it up when you know it's been setting out for a while, or getting it delivered from one of the food delivery businesses, oh, my goodness, that right there, I think it'd be better to wait in line for a few minutes to get McDonald's fast food. And like you said, I frequent their lot. I love their dollar value unsweet teas. It's a tremendous deal. But, you know, we get tired of waiting. We're impatient in this culture. And I've just found a lot of times that God's timing is not my timing. But that's one of the things that causes me to not be faithful sometimes. A second thing that causes us not to be faithful, and maybe you can relate to this, someone hurts us, whether it's an unexpected divorce, or somebody steals money from us, a family member, a coworker, or somebody just robs her house. Had that happen to me one time when I used to live in Cynthiana, Kentucky, several years ago, and came home and all the drawers were just opened and throughout the house, and different pieces of furniture and just things thrown everywhere. And I just have never felt so violated in my life. And somebody steals from you and breaks in your house, or maybe something that hurts you is a gossip. Oh, my goodness. And unfortunately, it happens a lot in the church. And just really want to encourage us to be careful about the words we speak. And been asking the Holy Spirit over the last few years to kind of practice the old saying, you know, if it's not good, don't say it at all. If you don't have anything nice, you know, you hear that as a kid a lot of times. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Well, I can say to you, in my 50s now, that is still true and applicable to our lives, isn't it? But one of the things that can cause us not to be faithful is when someone hurts us through a divorce, gossip, or stealing, or many other things that can happen in our lives that hurts us emotionally. A third thing that can cause us to not be faithful is a life event that happens that is extremely painful. I've talked about the flood last week on Hope Is Here, and as people in eastern Kentucky are recovering from the floods that happened here recently, but the flood in 1997, that was a life-changing event for me, and those are things that can cause us not to be faithful. And I shared with you last week that it caused me to kind of challenge and, you know, doubt my faith a little, but that's when I said, God, I'm going to find out if all these sermons I've heard, all these Sunday school lessons, all these pastors on the radio, David Jeremiah, Chuck Swindoll, Charles Stanley, Joyce Meyer, the list goes on and on of people I've listened to on the radio for a year. I'm going to find out if all this is true. And I'm so thankful to tell you, and that's why I do Hope Is Here 24 years later. It is true. It was true then, and it's even more true now because I've walked through a life event happened that tried to destroy me, the flood, the bankruptcy, and the unexpected divorce. And yet, I have to admit, for a season there, it caused me to not be faithful. And as I share with you, one of the things that I've learned to do to help me with my faith, and it'll help you with your faith, is you've got to read God's Word. And if you're really hurting, I want to encourage you to go to the book of Psalms and just start in chapter 1 and start reading that. And you may read a whole chapter. God may speak to you in the first 10 verses you read. And I did that, and I've shared this before, but I feel like somebody needs to hear this today. Psalm 28:7 is the one verse I was not familiar with it back 24 years ago, but it's been one of my go-to life verses. Psalm 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped." And that's when I just started going, okay, Lord, you know, I'm kind of staggered here. I'm on my knees, but I know that you can be my strength and you can be my protector. And I say protector, it could be physically, you could be afraid, but in this case, it wasn't physical fear. It was just the gossip and just the wounds in my mind and heart from going through a divorce. Never dreamed I'd go through that. And going through the bankruptcy, I just felt like a two-time loser. And yet, that Psalm 28:7 gave me so much strength. And the same thing I ask you all to do often on Hope Is Here, this is when I did it for the first time. I wrote that Bible verse on a post-it note and put it in my bathroom mirror. I put it near the coffee pot. That's the first thing I do in the morning, is get a cup of coffee. I put it in the dashboard of my car, and I put it in my wallet, and I put it on my laptop. And I kept looking at that throughout the day when I would get weary and weak and get in fear because I knew that I was struggling to be faithful. And so life events that happen to us that are extremely painful, like a flood, can cause us to not be faithful. But I also would say on the flip side, if you will really spend time with God and just be honest with Him and spend time in His Word and show up at church and get in a Bible study or a life group, a Sunday morning class, you know, God will show up and He'll help restore your faith. It'll make your roots deeper than ever. A fourth thing that causes us not to be faithful, and to be honest, I don't think a lot of people think of this, and God's really been convicting me a lot of this lately. It's the words that we speak. If we're a Debbie Downer, you know, just always thinking the glass is half full, or half empty, should I say, not half full. Is the glass half full or half empty? When we look at it as half empty, and we have that negative outlook on life, that critical spirit, and I know a lot of people that they love Jesus, and they have a plethora of biblical information. I mean, they know a lot of the Bible, but they have a critical and a negative spirit. And that can cause your friends to not be faithful. It can cause your faith to be weak. And it counteracts that fruit of the spirit of faithfulness that the Lord wants to give you when we're speaking words that are negative and critical all the time. And I want to encourage you to, one, ask the Holy Spirit to show you if that's an issue in your life, and two, to ask at least one or two trusted friends or family members, what do you hear in the words that I speak? Are they life-honoring, God-honoring? Are they positive? Or are they kind of critical and negative? And it might help you really a lot with being faithful. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue to talk about the fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness, and I'll believe it when I see it. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.